Today we are finding radiant alignment with your soul and with your higher self. So welcome to this enlightening episode of The Balance Path. And today we step into the radiant alignment of connecting to your soul and to your higher self. It's a journey so many of us yearn for, especially when the external world feels so noisy or confusing or just too much. Within each of us lies a soul, an eternal essence that carries divine wisdom and peace and truth. And just above that soul space exists our higher self, the bridge between our earthly experience and our divine guidance. To understand this connection, we must begin by acknowledging the soul not as an abstract idea, but as the very core of who we are. It's not separate from our day-to-day life. It is the truth of it. The soul whispers when the world shouts. It nudges us through intuition, through feelings of knowing, or moments of deep stillness. The higher self, in contrast, can be seen as our soul's most evolved voice, a mentor guiding us with unconditional love. So, why is this connection so important? Because without it, we often live reactively, driven by fear, ego, or survival. And we lose sight of our purpose and get caught up in cycles of busyness that leave us unfulfilled. But when we reconnect, when we embrace the act of connecting to soul, we step into radiant alignment. And this alignment doesn't mean life becomes perfect. Rather, it becomes real. We begin living with intention, understanding that our choices, our relationships, and even our challenges are part of a sacred design. This episode is your sacred space to explore that connection. Through gentle reflection, spiritual clarity begins to arrive. And when you choose to connect with your soul and your higher self, you choose peace over panic and flow over force. You return to yourself, the part of you that's always been whole. Together, we'll explore practices and insights that have helped many, including me, step back into this divine relationship. And as we walk this path, remember, your soul is not waiting for you in some distant future. It's right here, right now, inviting you back to wholeness. So find a quiet space, breathe deeply, and open your heart. Because this is your time, your moment of radiant alignment. Welcome to your journey. In our modern world, disconnection from the soul has become almost normal. The constant pressure to perform, to produce, and to be perfect creates layers of distraction that obscure our inner voice. We scroll through endless feeds, tick off to-do lists, and multitask our way through life, but rarely pause to listen inward. And when we do feel lost, we often reach outside ourselves for solutions, forgetting the wisdom within. Signs of disconnection can manifest subtly at first, like a dull sense of dissatisfaction or a feeling of being emotionally numb. You might notice a lack of passion, a lack of decision-making that feels foggy, or a low hum of anxiety that doesn't go away. Even a deep yearning for something more, though you can't name it, is often your soul calling for reconnection. This spiritual detachment doesn't make you broken, it makes you human. Society isn't designed to encourage soul connection. It thrives on consumption, comparison, and noise. But your soul doesn't communicate through noise. It speaks in stillness, often revealing itself when you're present and quiet and open. That's why moments in nature, in deep rest or sacred silence, often feel so healing. They reconnect us to what truly matters. Our higher self also becomes harder to hear when we're wrapped up in fear or ego. Doubt, judgment, and people pleasing drown out its gentle guidance. We may find ourselves living according to expectations rather than inspiration, slowly forgetting our soul's voice. Yet within all this disconnection, there's hope, because your soul never leaves you. It only waits. Part of connecting to soul again means recognizing the patterns and the habits that keep us distant. What do you consume that numbs rather than nourishes? What beliefs silence your intuition? What parts of your life are out of alignment with your truth? By bringing awareness to these questions, you begin clearing space for radiant alignment. This awareness is the first real step. It doesn't require perfection, just honesty. By acknowledging disconnection, you open the door to spiritual clarity. You start the gentle journey back to your higher self, back to living from love instead of fear. You start to feel again, and in feeling, you begin to heal. In the next section, we'll explore simple, soulful rituals to invite this reconnection into your daily life. You don't have to overhaul anything. Small, sacred steps are enough. When it comes to connecting to soul, consistency is more powerful than complexity. The daily choice to pause, to reflect, and to be present creates sacred openings for your higher self to whisper through. These rituals don't need to be grand. They just need to be infused with intention and honor the inner journey. One of the most potent rituals is silent meditation. Even 10 minutes a day in stillness can shift your inner world. Sit quietly, breathe deeply, and then visualize a soft golden light filling your body. As thoughts arise, gently return to the breath. This space becomes your sanctuary, a place where your soul can speak without interruption. Over time, you'll notice a deeper sense of spiritual clarity emerging. Nature also offers a powerful reconnection. Walking barefoot on the earth, watching the sunrise, or sitting beneath a tree can realign your energy with the natural rhythm of life. Nature mirrors the soul. It's calm, it's abundant, and it's ever-present. A simple walk without distractions allows your spirit to breathe and receive the guidance of your higher self. Journaling is another sacred practice. Try a soul dialogue technique. Write down a question and allow your soul to answer. The key is to write freely, without editing or overthinking. You might be surprised by the wisdom that flows. These messages often come from your higher self and reflect your deepest truth. Creating a sacred space in your home can also support this alignment. A small altar with candles or crystals or items that feel meaningful to you can act as a physical reminder of your inner path. Light a candle each morning with the intention to listen, to receive, and to connect. The act itself becomes a daily declaration of radiant alignment. And finally, speak to your soul, out loud or in thought, and say, "I am ready to listen. Guide me." This invitation opens the channel. Your soul, your higher self, they are always willing to meet you, but they honor your free will. Choosing to engage is an act of self-love. Remember, these rituals are not chores. They are sacred pauses, moments of remembering who you truly are beneath the roles, the routines, and all the rushing about. With each practice, you return to the truth. Your soul is home, your higher self is near, and your journey is deeply divine. There was a time in my life when everything looked fine on the surface. Work was busy, routines were steady, and from the outside, I appeared grounded. But inside, I felt an aching emptiness I couldn't explain. That's when I first became aware that I was deeply disconnected from my soul. I remember a moment of clarity. It was a quiet evening, and the house was still. I sat alone with my cup of coffee, and the silence felt heavy. No television, no phone, just me. And in that space, something stirred, a whisper, so soft, it felt like a memory, said to me, "There's more." I didn't fully understand it at the time, but I now know that was my higher self calling me back home. That moment began my journey into radiant alignment. I started by creating 5 minutes of silence in the morning, no agenda, just breath. At first, my mind started racing and doubt crept in, but I stayed with it. And slowly, the silence became comforting. I started noticing things I hadn't before. How I was feeling, what I was avoiding, and what I truly desired. I began journaling at night, asking simple questions. What did I love today? What drained me? What does my soul need right now? The answers started revealing patterns. I realized how often I said yes out of guilt and no out of fear. These were not the choices of a soul-led life. That clarity gave me courage. There was one morning during meditation where I felt a sudden warmth spread over my chest. Tears streamed down my face, not from sadness, but from recognition. I was meeting myself truly, for the first time in years. That was my moment of radiant alignment. Not a lightning bolt, but a gentle reunion. And since then, my path hasn't been perfect, but it's mine. I've made space for the voice of my higher self in every choice and every pause. I've learned that connection isn't something you chase. It's something you nurture. And each time I forget, I return to the simple practices that brought me home. Your journey will be your own, but know this. When you choose connection, your soul celebrates and your higher self lights the way. So as we reach the close of this radiant episode, I invite you to gently hold all you've heard and felt. This isn't about rushing off to a perfect spiritual practice of reinvent your life overnight. It's about choosing to honor your soul each day in the ways that feel most loving and true. Connecting to your soul is not a task, it's a relationship. And like any relationship, it thrives on consistency, honesty, and presence. When you consciously make space to listen, to breathe, and to reflect, you open a sacred channel to your higher self. And in doing so, you begin to live not just from habit, but from purpose. You stop drifting and start directing your life with intention. Let this be your invitation to slow down and embrace every moment as sacred. Light a candle, not just for ambience, but to symbolize your willingness to be present. Walk in nature, not just for exercise, but to feel the whisper of your soul on the breeze. Speak to yourself, not with criticism, but with compassion. And these small shifts create profound change. Remember, your soul is your compass and your higher self is your guide. When you feel uncertain, return to silence. When you feel overwhelmed, return to breath. And when you feel lost, return to love. Radiant alignment doesn't mean you'll always have the answers. It means you'll trust yourself to navigate with grace. You are not behind. You are not late. You are not broken. You are exactly where you need to be. Every moment of awareness, every step back to self, brings you closer to the peace and the purpose that already lives within you. I see you walking this path with courage, and I honor you for saying yes to your soul. So on this episode of Balance Path, we've journeyed deep, but the road ahead is yours to explore. May your steps be guided, your heart be open, and your spirit be free. And remember, this isn't goodbye. It's a beginning of living with radiant alignment, of trusting your soul's wisdom, of letting your higher self lead. So until next time, may you walk gently, breathe deeply, and stay beautifully connected to your truth.